큐립스 팟캐스트 심플리파이즈 피치 40번째 에피소드 홈 레머리즈를 쉐도잉하도록 하겠습니다. You're listening to the Culips English podcast. To download a study guide for this episode, which includes the transcript, detailed vocabulary, explanations, real-world examples, and the quiz, visit our website, culips.com. culips.com. Hey everybody, my name is Andrew. And I'm Suzanne, and you're listening to Culips. Hello, Suzanne. Hello, Andrew. How is it going? It's going pretty good on my end, and actually, just a couple of minutes ago, I heard some very exciting news from my cousin. He and his partner just had a baby, so I have a new family member, baby new boy in the family. Nice. And I really like this boy's name. I think it might be kind of controversial name. I don't know if everybody would like it. His name is Cash. C-A-S-H, Cash. Oh yeah, cute. I kind of like it, but I don't know. Anyway, so that was exciting to hear that you're just a couple minutes ago. Very cool. So today we are going to do a simplified speech episode. And in our simplified speech series, we have a totally natural conversation in everyday English. But something is special. What is a special thing? We speak pretty slowly. We speak slowly, that is right. I was doing that for dramatic effect, but we try to speak naturally, but at a slower pace so that you guys can pick up every little thing. That is exactly right. And today we are going to talk about very interesting topic. The topic is home remedies. But just before we get started, I'd like to let you all know that the study guide for this episode, which includes transcript, quiz, so discussion questions, writing prompts, detailed vocabulary explanations, tons of good stuff. It is available on our website, culips.com. So head on over there to get access to the study guide. Cool. Well, let's get into it. The topic is home remedies. I think let's start by defining it. So what's the home remedy? I don't know if this is exact definition, but a home remedy is something that you do or you make at home that can help you feel better if you're sick, or maybe you have a bruise or something to help your health along that is made with products you can find in your home. Yeah, home remedy is just when you're sick, you want to feel better. Well, you have a couple of options. You can go to the pharmacy, get some medicine. You can go to the doctor, hospital, get some treatment. Or you could take a home remedy, which is maybe something that your mom would prepare for you. Or kind of family medicine, you can call it. And are there any that come to mind, Andrew, that have helped you or you've used in the past? Any home remedies? Well, the first one that pops into my head when I think about home remedies is chicken noodle soup. Yes, chicken noodle soup. That's a good one. I don't know if this has any like actual benefit in terms of healing faster when you have a cold, but I think there's a psychological benefit to eating chicken noodle soup. You have a cold, it just makes me feel cozy and reminds me of childhood with my mom giving me chicken noodle soup when I didn't feel very well. Yeah, I read an article that proves that there is something in the breath of the chicken when it's made, you know, from chicken stock, that it helps with relieving sinus, steam and smell, like the vapors of the chicken noodle soup help with the swelling of the sinus and can help with your like drain or sinuses. You should Google it. Actually, there's something to it scientifically regarding the broth. Not necessarily the noodles, but the broth. But the noodles are the best part, come on. Yeah, I know. That's a for comfort, I guess. Right, so that pops into my mind, the second home remedy. And I don't know if this is particular to Canada, so you can maybe help me out with your American perspective, but I think Canadian families, when their kids are sick, of course this carries into adulthood now, because I still think about it when I get sick these days. It's kind of cure-all. It's ginger ale. Oh, ginger ale, the soda that tastes like ginger flavor. If I felt nauseous as a kid, my mom would always give me a couple of ginger ales. If I had a fever, ginger ale, sore throat, ginger ale. Really? That's so funny. And it makes no sense. Why would you give your kid a sweet, sugary drink when they're sick? Maybe the ginger helps relieve your tummy or make it settle down. Maybe? I think that's the logic. Also the carbonation, I think. I remember being sick as a child and enjoying some cold ginger ale. That's so funny. Do you do that in the USA too? Yeah, I think I did that as a kid as well, but my mom would make it flat. She'd pull back and forth from cup to cup so that the bubbles would subside, and then she gives me ginger, like a flat ginger ale. And it was whenever I got stomach flu or something, and I never understood it. I usually didn't drink it. I don't know, but as an adult now, I make ginger tea, so I cut off pieces of fresh ginger and boil them on the stove, maybe with some maple syrup or some honey and some lemon, and then I drink that. It's like a version of the ginger ale, maybe. So it's like a little ginger ale. Yeah, I do the same thing when I get a cold. I make a really strong ginger tea with a little bit of honey. I think gingers are very good for us. It would be a good thing to consume when we don't feel well. Yeah. You know, my mom is a nurse practitioner, and she's very used to prescribing a lot of pharmaceutical drugs and things, but she still swears by many home remedies. One thing she always recommends is when you have a sore throat, to gargle with baking soda. So you put baking soda in water, warm water, and you gargle with it. I don't know, that's something that she always talks about. That's cool. So she actually appreciates home remedies, not just with some medicine and pharmaceutical drugs, so I've tried gargling with salt water when I have a sore throat before, and did find to be helpful, but I've never heard baking soda. So I tried it out, maybe it works better than salt. I think there is a bit of salt in baking soda. Or sodium. Yeah, it could work. Maybe in the comments of this podcast on the Facebook page, you guys could comment with some of the home remedies from your family that you've tried or used. Tell us about those. I would be really interested to see what kind of home remedies people have for the kinds of things we're talking about. Nausea or cold or sore throat, this common, not super serious illnesses, because I get sick from time to time and I want to get better as quick as possible, so I could try them out. Here's one last one. I just remember this really funny. When I got a lot of mosquito bites one summer as a kid, when we were in the country in Pennsylvania, my great-grandmother at the time made a big mud pile. Like, she mixed some water with dirt and made like a mud cake, and she put mud all over my mosquito bites. Oh, interesting. It really worked. The mud dried and it kind of cooled off the irritation of the skin, but it looked really funny. I was covered in mud. It's probably good for your skin to ride. Even these days, people do mud packs to make their skin feel smooth, brand new like. Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, next time I get mosquito bite, I just cover myself with a little mud. See how it goes. Oh no. Hey. 이것으로 오늘 녹음을 마치도록 하겠습니다. 감사합니다.